All right, guys, welcome to Let's Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. Good news for you today. Our guest actually is here. I have not been successful as yet to get a hold of Miss Alexandrovna from Raw Story. I'm going to try again today. Maybe she's on vacation. Maybe she's at Guantanamo. I don't know. If she is, good news. Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that detainees cannot be held without charges. Well, what do you know? Congratulations. Unbelievable. Of course, don't let this get you too excited. It's just a bunch of window dressing. Everybody in the Supreme Court has been handpicked by either Daddy Bush or Junior. They're their little lapdogs. This is just designed to make it look like we still have some sense of legitimacy in government. Guys, they trample 1,151 of our rights underfoot, and then they come along and let one little thing squeak past. Oh, okay, we'll let this one go, and we're supposed to go, wow, what a great government we have. See, they're upholding our rights. See? Oh, give me a break. Like we need them to tell us that that's unconstitutional, that you can't detain people without charges? You've got to be kidding. But anyway, nevertheless, it's still welcome news. I can hear Bush now. Oh, dang, nabbit, what are we going to do now, Carl? Oh, there goes all of our fun. So, anyway, that's very interesting. That was ruled yesterday. In fact, Ross Story covered that yesterday, amongst other news stories, news agencies. That's where I saw it, first. So, in the midst of all the madness, it's good to know there's some good news happening out there. Anyway, guys, before we go to our guest, as always, just a few quick announcements. I'll be introducing him right after the break. Just to remind you that we are still in the pledge drive here, hoping that some generosity will inspire you to call RBN or to write in. And you can do that by going to republicbroadcasting.org. You can make a donation through PayPal to keep this great network going and the great shows that we have here. Or you can send that to the new RBN office address, which is 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302. Again, that's 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302. And that's, of course, still in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can also dial in your contributions. Where did the number go? let's see. Where is that phone number? It's, no, that's the, well, I'll get that for you after, guys. I'm not sure they changed it on me here. Just a reminder, too, we're offering Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism, $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. And I'm getting some whispers here from the office. I think they're going to let me know what the dial-in number was. I forgot. Shame on me. 800-724-2719. And, of course, that's extension 115. After 6 p.m. Central, it's extension 116. So we're hoping, guys, that you can call in, give whatever you can as a donation to help keep this great network going. A reminder as well, I'm offering four of my books, among them Piercing the Fog of 9/11 and The New World Disorder. You can get those at lulu.com at a significantly reduced price. The printed copies are about $15. The PDF downloadable versions are around $6. You can't beat that. Guys, these books are loaded with information, jam-packed with resources, with quotes, hundreds of pages each, ripping the lid off the New World Order fraud and the 9/11 scam that's bringing us closer to that monstrously evil goal of global tyrannical domination. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back with Rodney Stitch. Very interesting guest.
In In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years, with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio, guys. We've got our guest Rodney Stitch on today. So glad our guest did show up, that he was available. I'm going to try to make sure that never happens again. Anyway, Rodney Stitch is author of, I believe, several books, but the one I have that I have found most interesting is it's called Defrauding America. It's basically an encyclopedia of government scams, frauds, lies, crimes. Rodney Stitch had formerly worked for the FAA. Well, I don't want to spoil it. I'll let him fill you in on all of this. But in his years there, he had seen all kinds of fiascos, and that is what drove him to write this book. He documents all kinds of things that have gone on, not just with the FAA, of course, but a lot of other federal agencies as well. So with no further ado, let me introduce our guest. Welcome to the show, Rodney.
Yes, good morning, Charles.
Yeah, great to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you worked, how many years was it that you had worked with the FAA?
Well, I was with the FAA for about 6-7 years, and while I was with them, in those days they were having a lot of airline crashes. Every few months we'd have a major crash. So after I was with them for a while, they asked me to accept an assignment to correct the conditions that were responsible for the worst series of airline disasters in the nation's history. So after taking that assignment, I discovered what many others had already discovered. And people don't realize the politics or the corruption in the government's aviation safety offices. And so what I actually had to act similar to an independent prosecutor, where I conducted hearings for about 4 months and brought out testimony and evidence. And, of course, about that time, during the hearing, there were three more fatal airline crashes, two of which were in my immediate area of safety responsibilities. But things just got so serious that they covered up, and I refused to work under those conditions. So I left the FAA, and then I started writing books. The first one was in 1978, and that was the first edition of Unfriendly Skies, which is now in the fourth edition. And
What year did you leave the FAA?
I'm sorry?
What year was it that you had finally left the FAA?
Oh, I left the FAA in 1966. Now, that sounds like it's history, but the same conditions, the same culture that existed then exists today to a large extent, and it's the same problems that were responsible for the conditions that enabled terrorists to hijack four airliners. And that's an area the government refuses to investigate, because obviously it's not the FBI and the CIA responsible for preventing airlines from being hijacked. It's the FAA. And I had filed federal action. Matter of fact, there was one federal action I filed shortly before 9/11, exposing or reporting some of this crud. And then after 9/11, I filed another federal action in the New York federal courts to report these things. You don't hear about these because everybody keeps it quiet. There's a limit to what the media will report. If it's real serious, they won't touch it.
Did you know that the FAA actually called Salman Rushdie? He's the author of, you know, Satanic Verses, which has been a big controversy in the Muslim Arab world, and in the Muslim world in general. And they told him not to fly into Canada or the United States on 9/11, and they said the reason was something is out there.
Well, there's
isn't that interesting?
There's a lot of information that the general public doesn't have. And just like your books, for instance, now all of my books can be downloaded from the Internet. And matter of fact, you know, here's something I did, Charles. I've got about 15 books now, but segments of all of them can be downloaded at no charge at the defraudingamerica.com website. And in the last 10 months, there's been about 240,000 downloads.
The main thing
I'm trying to do is get people familiar with the e-books, just like your books, for instance, and to give them a little idea of just what's going on in government.
240,000, that's impressive. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I was surprised at how many people were downloading. And these are at no charge, though I do ask for donations to help pay for the downloading. But, you know, one advantage of this, Charles, getting on the radio shows over a period of years, many other government agents have come to me, and these are FBI, CIA. I've got mafia figures, former drug smugglers. Matter of fact, on the mafia figures, this is kind of interesting, especially now with the tension on the firing of the U.S. attorneys, which, of course, was just another form of obstruction of justice. But I have one book called FBI, CIA, the Mob, and Treachery. And this is some of the information in this relates to murders perpetrated by FBI agents in the Boston and the New York offices. And my information was a lot of it was obtained from a FBI agent who worked under this supervisory FBI agent in the New York office who was involved in the murders. And then the other source, and I had a book contract with him back in 2002, And this is the son of a mafia boss in New York. And it was that mafia boss that was secretly working with the FBI involved in murders. And there's a lot of good anecdotes about that if you should care to get into it later.
Sure. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean...
But, for instance, when the son of the mafia boss, he's in federal prison at Florence, Colorado, Gregory Scarpa Jr. And Scarpa Jr. was giving me all of this inside information about how his father and he, to some extent, were involved in murders with FBI agent Lindley DeVicchio. And after so long, the Department of Justice prison officials blocked Scarpa from giving me any more information. Well, this was 2002, so I'm contacting members of Congress, every member of the House and Senate Judiciary Committee, saying, hey, I've got two witnesses that have information about murders perpetrated by an FBI agent in the New York City office, and urge them to contact me. Will you believe not a single one did so? And then, now 4 years later, the Brooklyn DA filed murder charges against this FBI agent. And part of the information was based upon what I offered to members of Congress 4 years earlier. So all of my books go into how the members of Congress have been constantly covering up for these things that not only I, but many other government inspectors have reported to them.
Now, you mentioned the murders in Boston. What specifically did this have to do with? Is it mafia connected or...
Well, now, the Boston murders was pretty well publicized in the local newspapers in Boston, and two FBI agents were working with a crime or a mafia individual by the name of Bulger, or actually the head of one of the criminal elements there. So Congress eventually got to hold hearings on that. And this is when I started finding out about the murders perpetrated by an FBI agent in New York. So obviously what I had to report, based upon two insiders, unusual insiders to say the least, I mean, this would show the culture in the FBI and the Department of Justice. And again, not a single one responded. But that's been the history with my experience with members of Congress. When I was a federal agent, I'm reporting to members of Congress the criminal activities that are going on in the FAA. And remember, in those days, we were having a major crash every few months, and I still couldn't get them to get off their butt for anything. And people don't realize just how corrupt members of Congress are. Matter of fact, I even have my latest book, incidentally, and I always like to have conservative titles on it, and this one is called Congress and Other Cesspools.
I like that one. So going back to your FAA days, what would you say it was more, what you were seeing was more due to just outright negligence, neglect? Or, you know, was there outright corruption that you were seeing, deliberate sabotaging, or maybe a combination of the two?
Well, there's definitely neglect or incompetency, especially with the, as they started to put politically correct people or political cronies in key positions. Now, there was always that, but... where the corruption would come in, and this was only in certain areas, and one area was real bad, and that had to do with United Airlines. And
well, we're going to take a quick break. Hold that thought. We'll come back some more and talk about what was going on in United Airlines. Stick with us, folks.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, folks, welcome back to Two Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Rodney Stitch here on the line. Before the break, you were talking about United Airlines?
Right. Well, people don't realize, but there's about a 25-year period there where United Airlines had more crashes than all the other airlines combined. And that was where the FAA, I was assigned to the Los Angeles office, and they asked me to take over the problems there. And what I found was serious areas of corruption at, you know, of a few key people at United Airlines. Well, now, the United was a very powerful company, and they had a lot of political influence. So when I started to expose and try to correct the problems at United, then this is where the corruption started within the FAA. And higher management was doing, they were protecting the airline when they were falsifying important training requirements, whereby training was being denied to the crew members that was legally required and universally accepted, and a lot of problems like that. And I describe this in my book on Friendly Skies. But at any rate, then what they would do, they would retaliate against the inspectors. So inspectors were unable to perform safety functions, and this is serious. I mean, this is why you have crashes and you have people being cremated alive and dismembered alive. And so finally, while I knew this wasn't conducive to long period of employment, I then used the law in such a way that I became an independent prosecutor. And this was interesting. So for 4 months, I'm having witnesses appear and testifying, and I'm getting evidence. And as I said earlier, there were three major crashes during that time, one of which really a serious one at Salt Lake City. But anyhow, I finally, they covered up for this, and I left government service. Crashes continued. So I figured, well, Congress has been covering up. The Department of Justice, all they did was block me when I tried to report these things.
You don't think that any of this was outright criminal activity? Or they weren't trying to knock off somebody that had information about government corruption that was going on? Or it was just pure negligence, you think?
Well, negligence, and then, of course, the actions taken to prevent exposure. Then that's where the corruption started. Now, most airlines are quite honorable. And of course, now the problems we had at United, I'm sure by today they're long gone. But the FAA internally has problems. And until these problems are addressed, we're still not going to have maximum safety. Just like the hijackings of four airliners. Now, I and other inspectors had made reports in the past about how to prevent hijackings, and it was so easy. We could have overnight, with all the warnings that the FAA had about planned hijackings of U.S. airliners, if they would have had a competent administrator instead of a political appointment, the person would have realized some of the things that had to be done. Now, in my opinion, probably almost in every one of those cases, the terrorists got in the cockpit with a key. And where did they get the key? From the flight attendants. And most flight attendants are female. And it's not too hard to overpower them. And with all the warnings the FAA had, they didn't do a damn thing, even with allowing knives on board of airplanes.
From hands. Well, never mind that. You know, we're told supposedly there were bombs strapped to them. Now, how the heck did that get past so-called security?
Well, look what they...
still, for that matter, we're told.
Oh, some of the asinine procedures they have now where little young kids or senior citizens are being strip searched and all.
Yeah.
One thing I noticed, there hasn't been a greater, and this I noticed for years, not a great amount of common sense or intelligence is being used in some of these government agencies. And, of course, but anyhow, all of that, and was so serious. And then I'm finding out about the crud in the FBI and the CIA, and of course, that type of culture would affect their ability or willingness to act on evidence of the hijacking schemes. And of course, so Congress, all they did, or the 9/11 Commission, all they did, they focused, more or less came out with more. Innocent failures of the CIA and FBI to have acted on the evidence, but they carefully avoid the FAA. And so here I filed.
I guess we got another short break coming up. Hold that thought and stick with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hey, welcome back to Two Threats Radio, folks. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Rodney Stitch here as our guest. You got cut off in mid-thought. Do you remember exactly what your point was? We were talking about Congress covering up for the FAA. And
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Charles. I didn't hear you.
I was wondering if you remember the thought that you got cut off in the middle of before, you know, we
were on
break.
What I did now, as I mentioned earlier, trying to address these problems, I tried to force the issue by filing a federal action. And there's two particular federal statutes that provided for this. One is the Federal Crime Reporting Statute. That's Title 18 U.S.C. Section 4, which requires that anyone who knows of a federal crime, they must report it to a federal judge or the federal officer. Well, normally that would be the Department of Justice, but they've been covering up. Congress has been just refused to do anything. So I thought, well, I'll report it to a federal judge, and at least I make a record of it. So I was reporting the corruption in the FAA, but also the corruption in the FBI and the CIA. And as in the past, the federal judges refused to receive it, even though the judge must receive it as part of his administrative duties, not his judicial duties. And as in the past, Justice Department lawyers then filed motions to dismiss the action. So that's what was doing. So then we get 9/11, and I file federal actions in the federal courts in New York. And I'm these complaints are on the website at Defrauding America. And again, they blocked me from reporting it and just simply dismissed the action. You have federal...
Have you ever been threatened in any way, told to keep your mouth shut, or attempted briberies? Or
oh, yes. Yes. Listen, starting in 1982, and it's still continuing, there's been a slew. Well, first of all, there's been sham legal actions by lawyers seize all of the books and halt my exposure activities. Federal judges issued orders. Matter of fact, I'm leaving some of this out, federal judges issued orders forever barring me from filing any papers in federal courts. Well, now this is illegal and unconstitutional, and they did that when I tried to report some of the corruption in the CIA, which I was learning from my CIA sources. And when I discovered still more, which was drug smuggling by the CIA, this was during the Iran-Contra affair, and federal judges and the Department of Justice U.S. attorney charged me with criminal contempt of court for filing papers in federal courts when they barred me. Well, first of all, you can't bar anybody from filing papers in federal courts. That's one of your basic rights. But anyhow, since no publicity is given to this, they get away with it. And so what they did, they charged me with criminal contempt of court for trying to report information, some of which would be later involved in the 9/11 hijacking. So this is kind of interesting. But anyhow, at the age of 67, then they sent me to the pokey for 6 months. And while I'm in the pokey, now I had quite a bit of assets, because when I left the FAA, I invested in real estate. And I had about $10 million in real estate assets in California. And while I'm in the pokey, then the orders are issued seizing and liquidating my assets. So, and all of this is on my website and in the books. So, yes, they have done a few things to me. Lately, or a few years ago, then a lawsuit was filed against me trying to seize all of the books. And there's been about 50 lawyers and law firms involved in the various actions trying to silence me. So even that's an interesting story. Matter of fact, I have one book called Lawyers and Judges, American Trojan Horses. So it's been interesting, although it's been very financially and personally, it's been very, very difficult. So it doesn't pay to be a whistleblower when you don't have any public support.
And yeah. You're not only writing books exposing this stuff, but, I mean, you're quite the activist and still continue to be.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting if you care to go into some of the books. For instance, you know, after 9/11, I wrote the book called Blowback 9/11 and Cover-Ups. And there I go into all aspects of 9/11. And then I wrote another book called Iraq, Lies and Cover-Ups. And this this describes in detail, it contradicts every lie that was made by the White House politicians that got us into that war. And what surprises me is that they still lie to the American people, and I guess they're counting on enough of the people being so uninformed that they can get away with it. And Cheney's especially bad on that. I'd be ashamed if I was making some of those false statements, but apparently it doesn't bother him. And apparently there's a lot of people out there that simply do not read and do not know, and they rely on such media people as Rush Limbaugh, or Bill O'Reilly,
yeah.
And they don't get the accurate information.
No, they certainly don't. It's you know, like you said, this is something that you have witnessed going on since the 60s, obviously even before that, but I mean that's when you had become aware of it. And it certainly has gotten worse, hasn't it? It's far from getting better. In spite of all the efforts you and others like you have made to turn this around, they just keep upping the ante every year. And I think the main reason for that is that, like you said, the public is not paying attention.
The public doesn't realize how bad it is. Now, you were mentioning in the 1950s. Well, my books start about 1950, and remember, they're based upon not only what I discovered as a federal agent, but what dozens of other federal agents have come to me over the years. You know, they hear me on radio, TV, or they read the book, so they come to me. And these are guys that were involved in all types of COVID activities, October Surprise, like for instance, October Surprise, the fellow that was primarily involved in that. I'm the one that more or less exposed that when he came to me. And
really? I didn't know that you were.
Was Gunter Rusbacher. I don't know if you're familiar with the name, but he came to me. Matter of fact, you know how I met him? You know, when they had me in the pokey on contempt of court. That's where I not only met him, but I met many other CIA assets. And as they were telling me, hey, this is how we keep the public from finding out about these things. They file false charges against these government agents. And I got so many examples of government agents who were falsely charged and then ended up in prison. Just like this FBI agent. He was a lieutenant colonel. He was a highly decorated pilot in Vietnam. Then he became an FBI agent in New York, and he's trying to he's the one who started discovering how CIA assets were involved in the illegal arming of Iraq during the 1980s, carrying out the wishes of the White House. And also he found out about the corrupt activities of his boss, this guy, FBI supervisory agent Lindley DiVincenzo. So when his boss is told him to knock off his investigations, he goes to Congress. And of course, he gets the same cover-up that I encountered. But then what they did, the FBI, to silence him, first they charged him with illegally using a government credit card 2 years earlier, putting $9 worth of gas in his car to carry out a government operation. Then they get the local district attorney to charge him with improper behavior with young boys. He's in prison in Dannemora, New York. He'll be there for 20 to 55 years. Silence him. And he's a war writer. He's a hero. And this is where he ends up when he tries to protect U.S. interests. But that's normal.
My. I tell you what, we've got a caller. Goes by the name of Rooster from Ontario. You there, Roost? Are you with us, Rooster? I don't think he's there. Okay, maybe he dropped off. Well, if you want to try calling back in, Rooster, for some reason we seem to have lost you.
You know, you get some interesting, it's surprising the interesting people that come to you over the period of years and what they have to the information they provide gives you an insight into government that almost no one, at least no one in the public, has. But one of the advantages of these books, it helps to connect the dots to where you can better understand what the truth is today and how what's going on today is an extension of what's been going on in the past. I'm talking about the various types of corruption. Like, I go into the roles played by Armitage and people like that and prior COVID activities. And it's like one of my books, for instance, is based upon what the head of a secret CIA operation in Honolulu told me. And when he turned over boxes of CIA documents to me, in it I found one envelope that had the code name for six different politicians. Well, they weren't all politicians, but six key people who were getting secret bank accounts, secret money into secret bank accounts in this CIA operation. And two of the individuals are in office today. And that book, is, that's information is in one of the books called Disavow, and there's another one, Explosive Secrets of Covert CIA Companies.
Unbelievable. I just want to try once again. I'm getting the impression that our caller is there. Can you hear us, Rooster? Okay, because I'm watching the type chat. We're piping the show into a chat form called Pal Talk. Somebody said he's still on the line, but for some reason, maybe he's hearing us, but we're not hearing him. Yeah, that's very, very strange. The head office just told me that he is on the line, but we're not hearing him. I don't know. I'll tell you what, Rooster, if you can hang up and try calling back. He says he's hearing us, but we're not getting him for some reason. This is really strange. Anyway, you know, let's go back to the October surprise. I'm intrigued. I had no idea that you were involved in that. In fact, maybe we better elaborate in case some of the listeners aren't aware of what that actually was. This was back in 1980. Why don't you explain what actually happened there? I hope we haven't lost our guest. Are you there, Rodney? Oh, boy, we're batting 1,000 today. Our guest now has lost sound. All right, this is getting stranger by the moment. Are you still there, Rodney?
Yes.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I've lost sound with you. Yeah, can you elaborate for anyone who doesn't know what the October surprise was, what was going on there back in 1980? I'd like to spend a little more time on that and your, you know, how you got involved with that and what you... And by the way, before we even go into that, I was just wondering, over the years, with all the attempts you've made to try to bring some sanity and justice with all the corruption you saw, have you ever had any success with any convictions or gotten anything accomplished or, you know, with any actions that you've taken, legal actions?
Well, you know, that's kind of discouraging. What have I accomplished in all these years? A lot of people.
I got this. You've accomplished a lot. You've brought this stuff to people's attention. Your books have done wonders. Like you said, 250,000 downloads. That's fantastic. No, you've accomplished a lot. I'm just wondering, the fact that you haven't gotten any convictions is not an indication that you haven't accomplished anything, because the system's so corrupt. How can you get convicts to convict criminals? I was just wondering, though, if you had had any success. Not the case, huh?
Well, as you say, a lot of people know about it. But just like, let's say, airline crashes. Here I am, I'm on the air. Let's say there's a major airline crash that is on TV for a week straight. I'm appearing on hundreds and hundreds of radio and television shows, giving the listeners information about the misconduct that made that particular crash possible. And remember, I'm talking as an insider, where I had the responsibility for preventing, maybe in some cases, that same crash. And nobody responds. I mean, they'll sympathize, but next of kin, they don't help. What do we do? We have this pattern continues year after year. And even though I've left the FAA some years ago, I'm still getting reports from FAA people that things have really haven't changed much. We don't have the crashes today that we had then, but that's in spite of the problems in the FAA. And when I say FAA, it's only a small segment of the FAA that is at fault. It's the part of the FAA that is most susceptible to political pressures. And that's where the...
I always say it's like the CIA, the FBI, there's a great many honest, sincere people that work there, and in fact, most of them are. The problems always stem from the top, corrupt leaders at the top that create these problems. All right, guys, going to take a quick break. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Keep trying, Rooster. Hopefully we can get you to get some sound. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places.
Wow.
Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America and prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Okay, great. Hey, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Rodney Stitch here on as our guest, former FAA employee, whistleblower, author of about 15 books. I just want to let the listeners know, any of you who have been trying to call in, I guess it's not just Rooster. There's been another caller that's had some trouble. It appears, I guess, they're doing some phone line work near the studio today, so that could be what's going on here. So if anyone else tries to call in, if you're having any trouble, don't take it personal. It's just one of those crazy things. Fortunately, the guest has not been having too much trouble here. Everything's been going fairly well. Lost sound for a little bit there, but we've got that resolved. So, yeah, Rodney, coming back to, just to reiterate the point you were making, and that is very important. It's, you know, it's obviously not that the whole FAA is corrupt. You know, some people go to extremes and they want to say everybody's evil in the government, and, you know, that's not the case. There's corrupt police out there, but most of them are honest, decent people. There seems to be more and more corrupt ones lately, but unfortunately, but, you know, that's not to write them all off. And not everybody, again, in the FBI and the CIA is evil. There's some very good people in these government agencies. But, you know, as always, the corruption emanates from a certain element within these groups, and that gives everybody else a bad name, unfortunately. And usually it's at the highest levels where you see this corruption. But I wanted to come back to the October surprise. Maybe if you could elaborate a little bit on that for us, what actually happened with that and, you know, the role that you played in that. I'd be interested to know some more about that.
Okay, surely. Let me just briefly agree with you. There's many, many good people in government, and it's just a few key people in key positions that corrupts the operation. But what happens is that the good people who try to do their job then suffer retaliation. So that, of course, prevents others from doing the same. And, of course, with the present Bush administration, that's seen over and over and over again. Anybody that speaks out gets clobbered. So, but that's... as long as the media pretty much covers up for it, and Congress hasn't been anything outstanding, they're doing a little better job now. But they both sides have a sordid history. But anyhow, go back to October Surprise. Now, October Surprise was a scheme in which a number of people secretly. Met with people in Iran to delay the release of the hostages that Iran had seized in earlier in 1979. But these were 52 American hostages, and with President Carter coming up for re-election, at that time, if you recall, we had... Reagan trying to become president. So people who wanted Reagan in power, they were part of the scheme that paid money secretly to people in Iran, and also sent them a large amount of military weapons that were taken from Air National Guard units.
Yeah, we got to pick up from there when we get back. Got to take a short break. But what a scam, folks, isn't it? It's unbelievable. This is absolute treason. You want to talk about rigged elections? That was a rigged election right there, 1980. Be right back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing.